Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 831 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Dave, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is DesignCrowd. It's a website that has over 500,000 designers worldwide to help you design and develop your logo, your website, or business cards. And it's really cool because no matter what kind of business you have, you can get a perfect custom design every single time or your money back. So check out designcrowd.com/askpat to learn more and download your free guide to crowdsourcing great logos, graphics, and websites for your business. And you can get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Dave.
Pat, I'm thinking about starting my own podcast. I'm going to pay somebody on Fiverr to do my voiceover work, to do the introduction, and as well as someone to do an original bit of music to blend in with that. But at the end of my podcast, I was thinking about adding my favorite song of the week, given the artist and the title of the song and possibly the CD that it came off of, and then playing a snippet of the song or the whole song. Now, would that be a copyright problem? Because I'm not actually profiting from it, and it's going to be a different song every week? Or would I have to give them links to iTunes or Amazon where they could purchase the CD or the song?
Hey, what's up, Dave? Thank you so much for the question. So to answer it really quickly, no, you can't, you can't and shouldn't use other people's music in your show, even if you were to give them credit, even if you were to offer a link, even if you only use a little bit of that copyrighted song and give the performer credit, you're still violating copyright if you don't have a license or other permission to use the music. And that's what you'd have to do. And if you really, really wanted to do this, it's going to be just a headache because there's going to be so much involved, plus a lot of legal fees and maybe licensing fees and those kinds of things. It's just wouldn't be worth it, in my opinion. I mean, you'd have to you can't even reach out to the musician. You can't even really have them tell you over Twitter, yeah, go ahead and do it, because that's you need formal licensing, because it could just be they could change their mind. Or somebody who, you know, their manager or agent or whoever. I mean, typically there's a larger body at work in terms of who says it's okay to use music and not. I remember working with something similar in marching band. You know, we wanted to write music that was for some of the major pop songs that were happening at the time, and we had to go through a lot of red tape and loops to make that happen. And a lot of calls had to be made and money had to be paid in order for us to write and score our own music that was popular pop songs at the time that we could then play in the band. So it wasn't even the same song because it was done with instruments, and we still had to go through that process. Obviously, a podcast is a little bit different, and there was opportunities for the marching band to be featured on TV and then us playing those songs. So yeah, I get it, but still, it's just not worth it. And you could say what the song of the month or week is, and that's okay. But playing it and actually using their copyright material in there, it's not going to work. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, they do this on YouTube. People create YouTube videos all the time, and they put their music in there, and then you'll see a link to the music, and that's okay. It's still not okay. Actually, I've done that before where I've created videos, and I've had music from other things in there, and what always happens is you'll get a nice letter from YouTube saying that you've violated copyright. But that the musician or artist, if they are okay with it, sometimes they're not, and they'll just say, take the video down, and they have it automatically set to do that. So sometimes you create videos and they have them and your video will automatically be taken down. Other times it may not be shown in certain countries, which limits its reach. And then other times it'll tell you, you're still in copyright, but the artist has allowed this link to be placed on your or this advertisement to be placed on top of your video or next to your video for the song or things like that. It's just a mess. So I would just not even worry about it. The reason YouTube does it that way is because it's YouTube and there's billions of videos being put up and it's just impossible for them to do it and police it in that way. So they've kind of worked with those artists directly to make it happen and kind of compromise from there. But for you and your podcast, Definitely don't do it. And so I wouldn't even worry about it. You can just say, this is my song, my favorite song of the week, and people can go and find it if they want. So that's what I would recommend. So Dave, hopefully that answers your question. Thank you so much for sending it in. I appreciate you. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Thomas Carlyle. The true university these days is a collection of books. Hear, hear. All right, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.